Kane and Kingy.
Big last hour coming up. Tom Morris is going to join us in the Gun and the Friday agenda. But for in-place living specialist disability accommodation designed for you, a player who's been around for a long time but is having an excellent season off the back of the draw yesterday, and his Bombers going along nicely. His name's Dyson Heppel. Dyson, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Kane. Good on you. No worries.
Yeah, you have turned back the clock somewhat. I mean, there's been a few of us over the last probably 2 years that have questioned your role in the side and how long this can continue, but it's a credit to you for the form that you're producing at this stage of your career. Is there anything in particular that you did in the off-season that has given you the results that you've got so far?
Oh, mate, I think the body's just been in really healthy, Nick, and managed to get through a full pre-season. And I think just, you know, to really enjoy my footy at the moment, enjoying playing under the leadership of Brad and Zachy Merritt as the skipper as well. And that sort of, you know, takes a bit of the weight off his shoulders without a captaincy, and things are building nicely and just trying to do my bit, mate. So enjoying it.
Good on you. Keep it going. What was your overwhelming emotions yesterday? You must have been pretty proud of the group and proud of what you've achieved so far and the resilience that you've shown, but there would have been a level of disappointment as well.
Well, no doubt. The draws are always a bit of a funny one. You sort of don't know what to feel, but really proud of the boys' efforts yesterday. And I think obviously we had a pretty hot start, and then, you know, the momentum swings throughout the game, but our ability to stem the tide a bit as well and really stick to our process throughout the game. And I thought we played some really solid footy and starting to build a bit of an identity on how we want to play.
Dyson, you've been terrific down back, and it's been refreshing to see, to be honest. And we were wondering what sort of halfback are you going to be, because that role has changed enormously over the last couple of years. We've seen the freewheeling version of your mate Nick Martin off halfback there. We've seen Mason Redmond do it his own way over the previous couple of years. Your role's a little bit different to theirs. How are you loving it down back?
Yeah, no, it's been good. And now we do have a good bit of, camaraderie and versatility in that back line. And within my role in itself, it's sort of, ability to play on smalls or talls and slot in wherever I need to. So, I'm really enjoying playing that, amongst that back six or seven. And the boys are building nicely. A couple of new faces down there. So we're going to get hopefully better and better as the season progresses.
You handed the captaincy badge over to Zach Merritt, and you've seen what he has blossomed into as a captain. I think he's the best captain in the competition right now. His leadership's been outstanding. What have you seen that we haven't outside looking in?
Yeah, I think what you guys have seen as well is exactly what we're seeing internally and gets enormous praise within the four walls about the way he goes about it too. And, you know, Zachy's put an enormous amount of time and effort into his leadership and his growth and development as a leader. And the boys have really relished that, the way that he's gone about it. He's not only he leads by example on the field, certainly backs up his words, delegates where needs be, and he's really flourishing in this role and loving seeing it.
There was a bit of debate last week about the two rucks with big 2 metre Peter coming back in. I thought you'd go one. You ended up going with both. Did that surprise you? And do you think that's sustainable for the rest of the year?
No, look, I think with those guys, you've got Drapes' ability to play as a lively forward, tall forward as well. So there's a good bit of versatility there. And it was a call though on whether you do go in tall or a bit smaller. And I think it paid off really well. The boys competed enormously well in the air, and the guys at ground level did their bit as well. So I think it is sustainable, but we'll see how it pans out as we go forward.
We're always getting ahead of ourselves, Dyson. That's probably half the problem with the media these days, and we're a major part of it, Cornsey and I. Where do you see this group? Like, it's a hard one to place as to what phase you're at. Like, are you through the rebuild phase into that awkward period in the middle of the table trying to become a contender to win a premiership? And if that's the case, how far off do you think you are from being a serious player?
Well, it's a great call. I think, you know, we've got a lot of exciting talent, and, you know, a lot of teams do, but I think it's the way that everyone just really buys into, playing it the way that we want to and doing their bit and playing their role and backing that up consistently week in, week out, and staying healthy and keeping your best players on the park. So there's so much that goes into it to forge success. But it's, I think it's right across the competition. Everyone's sort of so tight and even, and you've got to show up each week. So I guess we're just boys can do the carry on about looking too far forward, and we'll just try and stay locked into our process and really just, you know, see what's possible. There's no real ceiling on, I think, what we can do. So it's very exciting.
Understand you probably weren't involved in a lot of the conversations, but the midfield performance against Port Adelaide, like, they almost sort of mocked the midfield a few weeks ago where they were breaking tackles and the numbers were so lopsided in Port Adelaide's favour. So the response from your midfield group, were you privy to any of those discussions and the changes that were made to turn it around so quickly?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that was a, you know, bit of an anomaly for the season so far in terms of, you know, clearances and particularly centre bounce work in that game. But the boys have, they obviously went to work very hard and had a good look at, you know, where they, we let ourselves down in those areas, and they've bounced back enormously well within there. And, you know, even just the likes of Sammy Durham, just adding a real bit of grunt work and explosion out of the guts there too. So we've got a good amount of boys that can roll through there and are doing their part really well.
Dyson, Jake's frustrated me for a while just because you see the what he can do when he's at his best yesterday. Like, it's unbelievable. I thought his centre bounce work, his clearance stuff was phenomenal. No doubt he, I'm assuming, has frustrated the coach. I think he's spoken about that and his teammates. But how do you put into context dealing with different characters at the club and handling different individuals, because you've seen a few come through the doors?
Well, no doubt. Yeah, you get all sorts of different characters across your career, and that's the beauty of footy. But Jackson, he's matured, you know, enormously over the last 4 or 5 years. And now he's been, I think he's got himself in a really healthy condition in terms of his body, and he's becoming a real leader amongst the group as well. So I'm enjoying the way Jake is going about it. We know he's a genuine match winner, so just want to keep him, you know, on the park as long as we can, and put him in the dangerous positions to be able to exploit his talents as much as we can.
Kane doesn't like anyone who's carrying maybe a third of a kilo too many, Dyson. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Hey, did you reach out to Kyle Langford last night and just send him a little text? He's had a fantastic 18 months or so. He was huge yesterday. He's unlucky not to seal the deal for you late in that game with a minute or so to go. Did you reach out?
Yeah, look, no doubt, mate. It's Langers was enormous yesterday, and he has been all year. And I think he's, you know, the main thing with something like that, Langers has an unbelievable discipline in sticking to his process with his goal-kicking routine, and he did that, and that's all you can do, and just happened to miss the shot. So that's all there is to it, really.
Dylan Shields, the interesting one, who's back, not sure whether he's played yet this round, but certainly he was back in the VFL last week and performed pretty well. It's a tougher midfield to get into because of the youngsters that are driving it forward. How's he been around the footy club?
Dill's been awesome. He's been really, really good. He's really helping develop those younger guys around him, and he's got an incredible footy brain, so gives a lot of input within meetings, and you know, Dill's, you know, he's building back from injury, and he's been on, you know, monitored game loads and things like that, and had a really good performance in the VFL last week, and hopefully progressed to full game loads this week, and he's going to play in a really important role for us going forward.
Where did the coach start with the quick little sort of 10-minute review post-match? Clearly there would have been a bit of emotion around the edges there. A draw is a strange one. It's not sure whether to talk positives or dwell on the moments that probably hurt a little bit late. Where did he start, Dyson, with this one?
Yeah, no, he's very measured, Brad, and he handles these situations really well. But I think his main message was sort of, you know, we're matching it with the best teams in the comp at the moment. But in his view, the level for growth is enormous. So what this possibility may look like is extremely exciting. And then it was a swift tack to capitalising on this break while we have it, and then leading into West Coast next week. So, exciting opportunities.
Lucky the number 20 run hung around for a couple more years, had a couple of offers to go elsewhere. Dyson, lucky you hung around.
Well, no doubt, guys. Yeah, no, very excited to still be plugging away. No,
what does post-footy look like for you?
Post-footy?
Yeah.
Well, I see you punching marathons in the works, Kane, so I might, I could see myself gritting into that. I don't know if I'll get in the boxing ring, but I think, who knows, mate? I think a bit of time out of the game would be healthy, and then see if I still have that real passion and thirst, whether it's to come back in any sort of coaching capacity or whatnot, but we'll weigh that up as we go, mate.
5 years away, Dyson. Looks like it's 5 years away, mate.
Great opportunity in the next month for the Essendon Footy Club to set themselves up and get right into the teeth of the season. Hey, mate, congratulations on your form. It was an absolute Anzac Day epic yesterday. You put on a show and didn't get the result, but it was pretty close. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, good on you, boys. Thanks so much.
It's been a very strong start from the Essendon Footy Club. They are 4-2 with one draw with West Coast, the Giants, North and Richmond to come in the next month. So if they can get three out of those four, you think they're in a really good position to set themselves up. Dyson Heppel is having a really strong season.
Been outstanding. And his leadership through a tough time, I think, is underrated.
In-space living specialist disability accommodation supporting independence, choice and control. InPlaceLiving.com.au. We're in the Kogan Mobile Studio. They've got you covered with 120 gigs for $120 to use across 12 months. Kogan.com. It's clicking awesome. Dyson Heppel, our guest.